from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
A diva is like someone who's like scared to get their hands dirty. You know what I mean? And Steph is one of the hardest working players that I've played with. There's been a lot of guys that I've played with that don't want to practice, that, oh, they got an injury that's kind of nagging them. They're like, I can't do it today. He's not one of those guys. He'll fight through everything. And when he touches that field, dude, whether it's a practice or a game, he's the same guy. And he's one of the hardest practice players I've ever seen. That's pretty good coming from a guy that establishes him and knows he's going to get his targets no matter what.
That is Cole Beasley. He's on a podcast recently. Similar to what we heard from Deion Dawkins a little bit earlier and Rasul Douglas as well. Just, hey, everyone out there that is consistently saying it's all bad and it was drama and, you know, the guys in the locker room don't fully agree. Anyways, Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio. Want to draft some Bills offensive players coming up at 9 o'clock. Who will be on the field for the first snap of their season? We also have a 9:30 guest on the kickoff rules. Sean Syed is going to join us from Sumer Sports. He went back and watched every XFL kickoff, so we'll see what he learned from that. But Sal's got a fantasy question, which I got to clear the decks for that.
It's a statement and a question.
Okay.
All right, let me start with this. How do I want to phrase this and frame this? Okay. Okay. Rank fantasy quarterbacks heading into 2024. Give me your top 10. Can you do that right now? Like, or at least give me a...
Off the
like
top
you have
of my
a general... what you've kind of seen around. You've done enough of these, like...
Okay, yeah.
What are they basically looking like? I'm curious.
I would say right now, Allen is always number one. Like, there is no doubt
really?
About that. Okay. He is always number one. Yeah, he just... The perfect combo of you know you're going to get a certain level of passing, and he's going to score how many rushing touchdowns? I mean, last year was 15. But you're getting at least 7, I think. Okay. So, Allen's first...
This is ADP. You're talking ADP, or are you talking overall what's going to be at the end of the year production?
ADP, yeah. That's right now...
Average draft position, okay.
Yeah, average draft position. So, what the fantasy community is projecting, you know... It's about as accurate as you're going to get. Okay. Hurts is going to be second.
Yeah.
Again, the rushing is a huge part there. And the only thing about Hurts that is maybe a little interesting is he's so much of his value, just that you know they get to the 1 yard line, automatic six points. And they probably still do that, but they don't. Jason Kelsey's not the center anymore. So
and
again,
you just never know when they decide not to.
Right. Like, if their new center's having a little trouble with it, do they go away from it? So, otherwise, though, he's pretty safe, which is why he's second. Mahomes or Lamar or Stroud or Richardson, honestly, are like, you could get any of those four, I think, as the third guy. And by ADP, yeah, they're all going within seven picks of each other. So Mahomes, Jackson, Stroud, Richardson are all like next. If you're someone, I think, that wants to be a little safer, you go Mahomes or Jackson. If you want to go all out and be the guy that everyone goes, oh, look what he just did in the room, then that's when you see Anthony Richardson sometimes go as like the third guy.
Okay.
After those four. Here?
After you got like, I got Burrow, Dak, Kyler Murray, Jordan Love. Like you're just kind of like thrown in there, right?
Yep.
These guys?
Jordan Love.
Okay.
That's the next tier after that. Like Burrow, Love, Dak, Kyler Murray. Purdy too sometimes is in there.
Okay, I love this. I love this. I'm glad that you went through this list for me because, so in my fantasy league that I've been in for many, many years, I actually started the league in the late 90s down in Florida, okay?
Yep.
I used to be the commissioner. I moved back here, so I gave commissioner duties up. So I'm not the commissioner anymore, but I'm in the league. I actually won it 2 years ago. It's my profile pic. If you go to my Twitter profile pic, that's me with the Lombardi. It's a Lombardi. We name it the Rupp Bowl because of a friend of ours who was in the league, unfortunately, was killed tragically, and we renamed the trophy after him, you know, in his honor in the league. And that's the trophy. It's a really cool trophy. So in this league, Joe, I've always been a guy, like, back in the day, I never wanted to, like, now, I'm not even in a keeper league now. I actually kind of think I want to be in a keeper league. But I always liked having just the, hey, let's throw everybody back in, let's have some fun and draft. But then guys are like, well, we should keep some players. So I came up with a rule. This is probably early 2000s. I came up with a rule. I said, all right, let's do it this way. You get to keep a player you drafted in the seventh round or later. Then we later switch it to eighth. So eighth round or later, you get to keep a player. As long as, A, you drafted him in the eighth round or later, and he's on your roster at the end of the year, obviously. If you draft him in round 10 and you trade him, he's someone else's, you can't keep him, obviously. Right?
Right.
So it kind of becomes tricky. If you want to project out and say, ooh, this guy's out for the year, but I want to draft him in the 15th round and stash him away, you can do that. Okay? So last year, I went back and looked. It's time for me to declare my keeper this year.
Okay.
So I have to go back and look at all the players I drafted eighth round or later last year. We have 17 rounds. 18 counting the keeper if you keep one. So we have 18 total picks. Anywhere from 8 through 18, I had to draft the player and keep him on my team. There are only two players I drafted in that time frame that actually kept all.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Year. In the eighth round, I drafted and kept all year Elijah Moore. That wouldn't be a horrible keeper, right? It'd be okay.
It wouldn't be great.
It counts as your 18th round pick. It counts as your 18th round pick.
For 18th round, like, it's not... Right. That might be perfectly fine. I just wouldn't expect he does much this year, given that he had a chance to be their number two. And he had 100 targets last year. And what came of it, 104 targets. Think of that. Brandon Ayuk level target share. 640 yards and 2 touchdowns.
But you're weighing keeping a guy over an 18th pick you're going to get.
Right. So for that pick, it's obviously perfectly fine. I just wouldn't expect to have him do much, especially with Jerry Jeudy there.
Okay. My 9th pick was no longer on the team, Alan Lazard.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to skip 10. My 11 was Jerick McKinnon. All these guys are no longer on my team.
Okay.
Rashad Bateman, Damian Harris in the 13th round. Then I went Ravens defense.
Okay.
To keep the defense. Jeff Wilson, Darius Slayton in the Giants defense. Not much there, except my 10th round pick.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept him all year, despite the injury. I get to have him as my 18th round pick, Anthony Richardson.
Wow. The easy decision. Oh, well, you get two. You get two, right? Is that what you said?
I get one.
You get one. Okay.
I only kept two guys. Of this list, only two are still on my team.
Gotcha. Yeah, Richardson, who I just looked it up. He's going as the 6th quarterback right now at pick 51. So we're talking like the fourth round, the end of the fourth round for Richardson in fantasy right now.
And I get him for round 18.
Oh, that is the play. And that one, if you're debating between those two.
Oh, I'm not debating. I'm just puffing my chest out and telling you how cool it is.
Oh, yeah, because that's a great job.
I'm not asking you which one I should do here. Okay. Let's be clear.
Good.
I'm just telling you, hey, Joe, look at me. I get to keep Anthony Richardson as an 18th round pick.
Okay, good. Because that is, I mean, absolutely. For those rules and getting him as that value is a dream. Total steal. And
right.
That would have been, I'm sure, playing into your mind when you kept him all year, right?
Oh, 100%. Joe, that's why I drafted him in the 10th round.
Right.
Like, I'm like, okay, I need a flyer. I don't even remember. I got to go back and look at who my quarterback was last year, right?
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, I'm going to draft. Let me just go see who the quarterback I actually drafted was. But, I mean, I get to the 8th round. I'm like, okay, I can pick up. I wanted a backup. I'm like, what backup can I keep that might be a good keeper next year? I get to round 10, and Anthony Richardson's still on the board.
Oh, yeah. And Richardson, he really is, like, in your home leagues this summer, that people are going to do, someone is always going to fall in love with him. Like, he is going to go he's going to go high. Because I think he has the capability to be the number one fantasy quarterback. I don't know that many do. How has Allen been able to do it? Allen has the passing, but Allen has a crazy amount of rushing touchdowns. It makes him so special and stand above the rest. And Richardson, in his 4 games he played, had 4 rushing touchdowns. Like, he's not going to keep that up, I don't think, and score 17, one per game. But the little we did see from him, we saw the running. And we had a Colts guest on earlier in the week, or last week. And it doesn't feel like they're, because of injury, going to change the way he plays. The way he plays is why you picked him there. Like, you're drafting him and you're playing him, I think, to want to be able to run the ball with him. So you're going to get the rushing, and that baseline that you get for rushing, like, makes him, if he stays healthy, he's definitely a quarterback one, almost in every circumstance. And if he stays healthy and rushes, and he's actually a better passer than we think he is, then we're talking about a guy who can win you the league.
Yeah, so my quarterback last year, I drafted in the 3rd round was Lamar Jackson.
That's pretty good.
So that's why I didn't need one until later, and I drafted Anthony Richardson. So I'm loving life right now with this, because I'm looking. They sent the email out, the commissioner now. He's like, hey, got to declare your keepers. You got to go back and look. Who'd you draft 8th round or later? And which of those players, who's still on your team? And I'm like, oh my God, I drafted Anthony Richardson. I stored him. I did not move off him after the injury.
You have to
eat a guy. You have to eat a roster spot if you're going to do that. But I did that all year, obviously.
Yep. Yeah, totally worth it. Like, you've got quarterback figured out for your whole season, as long as he, again, stays healthy, which will be the biggest question mark about him. 803-0550 is the phone number. Stay tuned, 9 o'clock. We're going to go through the Bills' offense a little bit for like how they're going to line up first play of the year, which will be interesting. We're 1 week away from training camp, so stay tuned. You can welcome to get your phone calls in as well here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.